Hey there, Speak Life family. Here we are at the close of Jesus is My PayPal. I cannot believe we are at the end of summer. Oh my goodness. However, it's been a grand journey and I'm looking forward to what's coming next. It's going to be great. So here we are. Let's jump right into it. Week 8. Affirm. Our stock, our scripture comes from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, reading from the New Living Translation. Very familiar passage, and it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. The deposit, our word, our devotion. Y'all just want to know, do you remember layaway? Why did they get rid of that? It seemed to work for people. I know it worked for us. I definitely remember as a little girl standing in that line in the back of the store. Y'all remember that? We would do all our shopping and then take our stuff to the register in the back only to leave it there. As a child, I was so perplexed. Why in the world were we leaving all of the stuff we just spent time looking for and picking out? And again, like I mentioned in our previous devotion about EBT and access cards, it was meant to help folks, to grant access. Yet, in a way, it ostracized them because everyone knew what it meant to go to the line in the back of the store. Some stores, if not most, had layaway signs indicating where to go to put away or to pay for your merchandise. So in today's culture, they're cute about it. It's more discreet. With just the click of a few buttons and a soft credit check, you can have a line of credit, no interest, get your merchandise, and pay on a plan with ease. And who are we kidding? Let's face it. They actually are very helpful for those who don't have access to great wealth and credit. Affirm, Klarna, Afterpay, you name it and just about claim it. And you've got your appliance, your outfit, your concert ticket, and just 4 easy payments. Live your best life, don't miss out, and don't worry about breaking the bank. You are backed, supported, you are affirmed because they help you to take care of your needs. So here we are out here trusting these companies and corporations for our cash. But where is Christ in the currency of our lives? He affirms us and tells us, don't worry about a thing. Just tell Him what you need and He's going to take care of the rest. We already talk about giving being a condition of the heart, which transforms our living. Here in Philippians, Paul tells us, God will guard your heart. Tell Him what you need. Thank Him for what He's done and experience His peace. In the very beginning, I started this series asking the question, who is it that pours into you? If you are a giver, how do you fill up? Where is your refill station? When you give, you sow seeds. It comes back bigger, better, and more beautiful in the plants, flowers, and the sweet aromas of life. But here's the thing. God is ready to pour into your life if you only trust and obey His word. And sure, society may have done away with layaway, but our Father certainly hasn't. Whatever it is that we're looking for, we can give our burdens to Him and pick up blessings. This is because He affirms us with peace, His assurance, His love, His grace, and His mercy. Jesus being your PayPal is not about padding your pockets, affirming your accounts, building your budgets. Rather, it is a message to challenge your confidence, your courage, and currency in Christ. So if you feel empty in the economy of life, I encourage you to stop embezzling your emotions of peace and get a profit and promise that He has escrowed to you. You have been approved, assured, and affirmed that God will take care of your every need if you only apply. You've got to apply the word, invest in Him, and He will directly deposit into the depth of deficits in your heart. Affirm Him in your life. That is, in God we trust. Our prayer, our request. Father, we thank You that You affirm, assure, and always make a way for us. We thank You that we can lay aside every weight and pick up a wealth of blessings. Help us to trust You so that we live to give how You gave to us. We honor You, we praise You, we love You. It's in Jesus' name, amen. And so the withdrawal, our takeaway, our point to ponder, something to think about, just reflect upon it in the week. Here's your question. Where have you invested your trust? Who have you invested your trust in? Is it God? Oh, my brothers and sisters, remember, as you go throughout your days, lay away your burdens to Him and pick up your blessings. And remember, speak life.